This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military says there was a deadly shooting by a gunman who approached from Jordan at the border with the occupied West Bank on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
The military said three Israeli civilians were killed after the attacker got out of a truck in the bridge area and shot at security forces there. They added that Israeli forces eliminated the gunman. The Israeli manager of the crossing said three workers were shot dead at close range. It's the first such attack along the border when Islamist group Hamas launched an assault on southern Israel on October the 7th, sparking the latest war in Gaza that has ratcheted up tensions across the region. It took place in a commercial cargo area under Israeli control, where Jordanian trucks offload cargo entering the West Bank, officials said.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Romania and Latvia, both NATO members and supporters of Ukraine in its 2.5-year-old war with Russia, on Sunday were investigating instances of Russian drones that crashed after breaching their airspace, authorities in both countries said. The incidents prompted officials to call for measures to act jointly to counter Russian air incursions. NATO's Deputy Secretary General denounced the incidents as, quote, irresponsible and potentially dangerous, while saying there was no indication of a deliberate attack on alliance member states. At least 48 people were killed in a fuel tanker truck explosion on Sunday following collision with another vehicle in north-central Nigeria, the state's disaster management agency said. The state emergency management agency in north-central Niger state said the fuel truck collided with a truck carrying travelers and cattle. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition president candidate Edmundo Gonzalez flew into Spain on Sunday seeking asylum after challenging President Nicolas Maduro's declaration of victory following July's disputed election. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard has more.
Venezuela's opposition say the July 28th election resulted in a resounding victory for Gonzalez and published vote tallies online that they say show he won. Maduro has dismissed all such assertions and says there was a right-wing plot to sabotage his government. Gonzalez's move to Spain marked another jolting shift in the fortunes of the former diplomat who came out of retirement and took over the candidacy in March, initially as a placeholder after opposition leader Maria Corina Machado and then another replacement could not stand.
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. Pope Francis on Sunday traveled into the remote jungles of Papua New Guinea. He landed on the northwest coast of the country with a ton of humanitarian aid to deliver to the missionaries and faithful who live there. Francis started with a mass before an estimated 35,000 people. The trip is being carried out as part of Francis's belief the peripheries of the Catholic Church are more important than the centers of power. There will be a second term for Algeria's president, according to election officials on Sunday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
President Abdelmadjid Tebboune has been named the winner of Algeria's presidential election, granting him another term. President Abdelmadjid Tebboune will continue to lead the gas-rich North African nation 5 years after pro-democracy protests led to the ouster of his predecessor. In a result that surprised few observers internationally or in Algeria, the country's independent election authority announced that Tebboune had won 94% of the vote. Election officials reported that less than 6 million of the country's 24 million voters had turned out to vote, which continued to raise questions about his popular support. I'm Karen Chamas.
Vietnamese state media say at least 14 people have died and 176 others injured after Typhoon Yagi slammed the country's north, as officials warned of heavy downpours despite its waning power. Described by Vietnamese officials as one of the most powerful typhoons to hit the region over the last decade, Yagi left more than 3 million people without electricity in northern Vietnam and damaged vital agricultural land. It raged for roughly 15 hours before gradually weakening into a tropical depression early on Sunday morning. Meteorological officials warned of torrential rain that can cause flooding and landslides. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.